Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world that often tells us we aren't enough, God reminds us that in Christ, we already possess everything we need for life and godliness. You're not striving for victory, you're living from it. Through Jesus, His divine power has made you complete, equipping you for every challenge and every calling. Today's message affirms that you have everything you need, not someday, but right now. Strength isn't something you need to search for. It's already within you. Peace isn't distant. It's a promise you carry. In Him, you lack nothing. So, are you living like someone who has everything they need in Christ? Or are you living like someone who is still waiting for God to come through? Get ready to be reminded of who you are in Christ, victorious, empowered, and fully supplied by His grace. In today's message titled, You Have All You Need. Let's join in.
God has given us everything we need to succeed and walk in victory in this life that we are living on this earth. So listen, God has already provided believers with everything necessary for success and victory in life. You know, through our fellowship with Jesus Christ, we are empowered to live above challenges rather than merely surviving them. You see, our victory is a done deal. The victory over sin is a done deal. Victory over sickness. And why am I saying this? Based on Christ's declaration on the cross when He was dying, He said it is finished. And the word of God also says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, He says this, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Hallelujah. The verse 4 says it this way, through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. What an incredible scripture. He has already given us everything that pertains to life, you know? So you have it. You just need to draw those things out. We as believers in Christ are to operate from a position of already having God's power, a position of already having that victory, rather than trying to earn it. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, everything we need to succeed, everything we need to be victorious and not victims, you see? So all you need is already inside you, but many Christians don't know this. Instead of you having to go and ask God to heal you, God has already put His raising from the dead power on the inside of you. What does the Bible say? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 11 that, but if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, should I repeat that? But if the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His spirit who dwells in you. Romans chapter 8 verse 11, my friend, is all deposited inside of you. So the Bible goes on to say, you know, Paul was writing to the Corinthians church and he said this, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Because many didn't know, and today there are many Christians who don't know that He who is in them is greater than the one coming against them. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? My friend, you are not your own. God is with you forever. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, Bible says, but you have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The power is not yours, but it is actually from God. It's from inside you and it comes out. 1 John chapter 4, these scriptures helped me so much at the very beginning of my Christian walk. And I have been meditating on these scriptures all the time. He who is in you is greater than the one coming from outside. Bible says God is spirit and he has given us his spirit. Hallelujah. As he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. That's why we are ambassadors of God. That's why we represent him. That's why we speak for him. Jesus is not coming from heaven to lay hands on the sick. Jesus is not coming from heaven to clothe the naked. Jesus is not coming from heaven to feed the hungry. You know, we are here to represent him. That's why on that day, he would say that you gave me food when I was hungry. You visited me when I was in prison. And you would say, oh God, why did I see you? He said, because you did for those people, you have done for me. He had given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You have everything. All you need to know is to believe, agree with God, and draw it out. You see, when everything else fades, God is present in your situation. He remains present. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is your source. He is your strength and your sufficiency. Trust him. You lack nothing. That's what David said, that he's my shepherd. I will lack nothing. If you have God, you lack nothing, because he's everything to you. He's giving you everything. He's giving you his own spirit. He's giving you his own begotten son. What else has he not given to you? So the Christian life isn't about trying to convince God to give you more. It's about understanding and drawing on the incredible work Jesus has already accomplished on the cross. Hallelujah. Many Christians don't know what they have. So Paul prayed this prayer for the Ephesians church because many people don't know. And I'm praying this prayer for you. It's an incredible prayer that I've been praying many, many, many times. I pray for myself and I pray for many people. You can stick your name there in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. And this is what Paul prayed. He prayed for the Ephesian church members who didn't know what they had. And I'm praying that for you who maybe you don't know what you have. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. You see, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, so you may know. Many people don't know this. You may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? And what is this power? He goes on to say and pray this, that according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. That's the power that's towards you who believe. That's the power towards you and me. It's the raising of the dead power that has been deposited in you. Don't you know that? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are not on your own. And he said, now, when he raised Jesus from the dead, he sat him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Hallelujah. That's the power inside you, my friend. Don't be just religious, saying, oh God, I have nothing. God, I can do nothing. Oh God, it's not easy. Oh God, what is happening? Oh God, am I going to make it? No, you are victorious. You are not a victim. He has given you everything you need. Draw that power out. We just need to cooperate with God and believe that He is all that we need. Hallelujah. Many Christians are very aware that they can do nothing without God, which is true. But they don't realize that He will do nothing without us. Let me repeat. You can do nothing without God, but God will not do anything without you. Because whatever you need, whatever you want God to do for you, depends on you. Why? Is it your power? No, it's not your power. But you got to agree with Him. Even this message I'm conveying to you today, if you would believe and trust and agree with God, that is going to be your portion. But if you don't believe, then it's not going to work for you. So it all depends on you. You see, look at what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. It says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. It's according to the power that works in us. It's not just only God's portion. So the idea that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, without our cooperation, without our agreement, without we trusting Him and working with Him, it's not true at all. He has power, but it is the use of His ability combined with the power that works in us. No power working in us means no power of God will come through us. It will not manifest in the physical because you have to work with the power that He has deposited in you. The exceeding greatness of His power that is towards us who believe is power that is not external, but is internal. It's in you. It's in the believer. It is working according to the faith that we exercise in the indwelling Savior. Hallelujah. According to the power that we are agreeing with Him that God, you said so, so I believe. Bible says, let God be true and everyone else a liar. What do we mean by that? Because everything He is saying is true. Sometimes it may seem weird, but I'm telling you it is true. Has He said and He's not doing it? He is not God who will lie. He cannot lie. There are things that God cannot do. One of them is He cannot lie. Hallelujah. So it was this principle that Paul, the apostle, was stating when he declared, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, when these days you say that, people may think you are boasting. People may think, oh, you are proud. But He didn't say it is His strength. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. It's Christ who strengthens you. It is His Spirit. It is His power that's deposited in you that you are drawing out. You see, the way you receive from God is to believe what God promised in His word and act on it as if it were true. And it is. Anything He has said, whether you understand or not, is true. And you act on it. And that's how you will receive from God. That's how things that have been accomplished in the spiritual realm would then come out and manifest in the physical for all eyes to see and all ears to hear that it is the living God who has done it for you. Yes, indeed, every word of God is true. He is the truth. The word of God is truth. So Bible says that Jesus prayed that sanctify them with your truth. Jesus has already signed His name to every promise in the word of God. We aren't waiting for Him. He is waiting for us. The Bible says that whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You see? So heaven is backing you up. Heaven is waiting for you. How many times are you binding on earth? They are waiting for your next binding and your next losing. And that will happen up there. God is waiting on you, not you waiting for Him. So all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Making us aware that God has already provided everything. He's provided healing. He's provided prosperity. He has provided all blessings that we need through grace. You see, these promises are not dependent on future actions, but already completed. He said it is finished. So it just requires believers to activate them through faith. Everything that has been promised, by your faith, you bring it out. That's how you accomplish things. God has already said yes to his promises, and it is the responsibility of you and me to add amen to that. You see, amen means that let it be through faith. And because God promises are yes and amen, we should stop begging. Don't beg God. It's yours. We should stop begging for what we already possess. And instead, by faith, we draw it out. My friend, stand in faith in the promises of God, and it's going to be well with you. You know, if you are too much religious, you may think about these are all biblical. It's in the Bible. He said he has given you everything that pertains to life. It's not that he's about to give you. It's already deposited in you. He's giving you all that you need. Draw it out, my friend. And if you don't have Christ, then this is not applicable to you. You need to receive him first so that this power and all this strength will be deposited in you. And if you are a Christian, draw this out. Draw this out. Agree with God and know that he has given you all that you need. So if you don't have Christ, you have a first step to take. And that's to pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.